You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hello there, it's Dr. D the V, David Matto. Welcome back to another episode of the David Matto Lifestyle Show. I am so glad to have you with me. Whether you're a brand new listener or whether you've been listening to me from the start, I really appreciate you. Let's dive right into today's show. I was about to do another topic, I have to admit, which I'm going to put off for later. I'm not going to forget about it, but something else just came up very recently, actually this morning. And I've got to talk about this because it's so important. Here's what happened. I put a Facebook post up telling people that if they are looking for a new car, I gave them some parameters. And oh my God, some of the answers I got, most of them were good, but some of the answers I got from people that had no idea, no clue as to how to manage financial aspects of your life. It's very scary. And I want to make sure I give you some guidelines and parameters, because if you're financially responsible, your life will generally fall into place. But if you're haphazard and doing things that don't make financial sense, your life could fall apart and it could be very, very dangerous. As I've told you before, the great majority of breakups of marriages or boyfriend-girlfriend relationships, but mainly marriages, are financial in nature. If you're not on the same page financially, if you're not doing the right thing financially, you're going to have problems, and I do not want to see you have problems. So here's what I did. I put a post up this morning on Facebook, and I just gave some guidelines. If you're looking for a new car, here's what to do. First of all, what I said was, only pay cash for a car. Never lease, never finance, only pay cash for a car that you can afford. Buy a used car, buy a good quality used car that's just a couple, you know, two, three, four years old, whatever, but make sure it's a car you can afford and pay cash for. Never lease, never finance. And here's another great rule. You might want to write this down. It's really important. It's a great guideline to help you determine what kind of vehicle you can afford. Here's the rule, and I didn't make this rule up. This is actually Dave Ramsey's rule, and Dave Ramsey is a mentor of mine, somebody that I've been following for many, many years, and I adhere to his principles. And when I started adhering to his principles, things started changing in my life totally. Like no stress over finances, because I'm doing things right. I'm doing things that I can only afford. I'm doing things smart. But the rule is, Dave Ramsey's rule in buying cars and owning cars, actually not only cars, but anything with a motor. So if you have a boat, a plane, an RV, you know, anything with a motor, the sum of the value of all, let's just say cars for now, because I'm hoping you don't have a boat or an RV. Maybe you do, but the sum of the value of all of your cars should not be any more than 50% of your take-home pay. So let's say you make, let's just make up a number, $70,000 a year is your family household income, $70,000 a year. I'm just totally making up the number. Yours could be more or less. But if you have an income of $70,000 per year, go ahead outside into your garage or your driveway and total up the current value of all of your cars. And once you do that, if you're not sure what they are, go to Kelly's Blue Book online and it'll give you a really good estimation of the value of your cars. Once you do that, once you have that value, check to make sure that the value of your cars in your driveway do not exceed one half of your annual salary. So again, using the example of, let's say you have a household income of $70,000. When you go outside and total up the value of your cars, they should not total more than $35,000. If they do, you're not in alignment with where you should be. And you might want to consider actually selling one and buying and moving down in car, buying something that's less expensive. It's not always so easy to do that, because a lot of times people, when they buy a new car and they get a loan, They owe more on the car. As soon as they drive the car off the showroom floor, they owe more on the car than what it's worth. So a lot of times, in order to sell a car, you've got to go out and take a... In order to pay off your the finance company, you've got to go out and actually take a loan from the your bank or your credit union. It's crazy. So I'm stressing that. I cannot stress this enough, and that I want to share with you some of what people said on my Facebook page. They're dead wrong, but I want to share with you some of the thinking out there because it's dangerous. And some of these people come across as, it sounds like they really know what they're talking about, but they don't. Because, as my good friend Dave Ramsey says, almost everybody is broke. So don't listen to broke people. Don't listen to broke people when they're giving you financial advice. Listen to smart people. Listen to people that have done it right. Listen to me. Listen to Dave Ramsey. I'm not in Dave Ramsey's category. Dave Ramsey is a multi-millionaire. He's done extremely well, but he's been bankrupt in his life because he made a lot of mistakes, and he's learned from his mistakes. And now he's built up quite an empire of business or businesses and real estate and other types of investments that he's just a multi-gazillionaire. I don't need to be there. I will not be a Dave Ramsey, nor do I need to be. But I am definitely fine, and I've definitely made a lot of good financial decisions, including being totally 100% debt-free. And I live way below my means. So when I bring money in, a lot of my money just goes to investing, retirement, charitable giving. It feels really good to be able to do that. And you can do that at any level. You don't have to be making X amount of money per year. You don't have to be making six figures a year. You can be making a moderate income and still be living way below your means and being able to be very charitable. Trust me. So here are some of the things I'm seeing on my Facebook page this morning. These people are just espousing total misinformation, but unfortunately sounding very authoritative. So one guy comes on there. Now, I don't have it in front of me, so I'm just going to paraphrase, but he says that I'm dead wrong. He said that maybe my thinking was okay many years ago, but times have changed. And these days, it makes sense to buy a new car and possibly lease it because the warranty is going to prevent you from needing expensive repairs. And also, you're going to get the latest safety features. Now, that just doesn't make any sense. Because still, no matter what year it is, no matter, you know, I mean, he says that might have been proper thinking years ago. But let me tell you something. It's a basic principle. And no matter what year we're in right now, there is nothing that's ever going to be better than paying cash for a car that you can afford. I mean, there's nothing that's going to come around that's going to trump that. Nothing's going to be better than that. Paying cash for a car that you can afford. Chances are it's going to be a used car. And by the way, I forgot one of the rules to tell you that unless you have a net worth of $1 million or more, don't buy new. I have a net worth of well over $1 million, but I still do not buy new. I don't need to buy new. Why would I? I drive around in a 2005 Volvo. I'll tell you exactly what I've got. I think I've told you this before. 2005 Volvo XC90. I love it. It just turned like 112,000 miles. It's well worn in. 112,000 miles. The thing still looks like it came off the showroom floor. Why would I get rid of it to just spend $40,000 or $50,000 on a new car? Why would I ever do that? The thing drives great. I upgraded the sound system a few years back, and the sound system is totally up to date and modern. It might have cost me $1,000 to upgrade the sound system, but I trucked down the road listening to Sirius XM channel 23, the Grateful Dead channel, and I crank it up, and I just love this car. Why would I ever want to get rid of it and spend cash on a new car or lease a new? That's crazy. For the most part, people that are leasing cars cannot afford them, but they find the monthly payment to be palatable, and they feel that they can buy more car than they need. Or they'll never own the car, they just lease it, but they can drive more car than they can afford. It doesn't work mathematically, people. So this guy on Facebook is saying these crazy things about how wrong I am, and about how, no, you've got to buy an up-to-date car, you've got to buy a new car so you get the warranty, and you've got all the up-to-date safety features and bells and whistles. Well, my car is 2005. I've got airbags. It's Volvo is a very, very, very strong, safe car. I don't feel that I need to buy a brand new car to be safer. I drive safely, number one. It's ludicrous. Some of the thinking out there just does not make any sense. Leasing is the most expensive way to drive a car. Do I need to repeat that? Don't lease. Now, people come on my Facebook page and they're telling me that leasing makes sense because you can write, if you own a business, you can write it off and the tax benefits outweigh the cost of the lease. Let me tell you, it sounds good. It sounds authoritative. It sounds like these people know what they're talking about. But guess what? They're totally wrong. Dave Ramsey has done all of the math. Dave Ramsey, like I said, he's got tens of millions of dollars. I wouldn't be surprised if his net worth is somewhere. I don't know. I'm just taking a stab at him. I wouldn't be surprised if his net worth is $100 million. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Don't hold me to that. It's a total guess. But in other words, he's got gobs of money. And he would never he could afford to do anything. He would never lease a car. He said he would never lease a car. He's done all of the math on it. How could it? How could it be better, even if you get a tax write-off, how could it be better than paying cash for a car that you can afford? I'm not saying pay cash for an $80,000 brand new Tesla. I'm not saying that. You know, that's to me, that's crazy. If you're making $40,000 a year and you're looking for a new car, well, first of all, you're not going to buy a new car, but you're looking for a car to replace something, then you go out and find a $3,500 or $4,000 Honda that's got maybe some mileage on it, but somebody took good care of it, and you drive that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what I would do. I'm worried about people. I'm really worried about people that need to go around and show off at the stoplights and at the gas stations that they've got these fancy cars that are bankrupting them. Take the difference. Take the money that you would have spent on a car, on a fancy, expensive leased car. Take the difference. Go out and buy yourself a $3,500 or $5,000 used car that's a few years old. And take the difference and invest that in your retirement. So later on, you can live like no one else lives. Take time to save money so you pay for your kids' college, so you invest in that, and you can have the proper health care that you need, and then you can live in a comfortable house and have that paid off. Cars are a depreciating asset. I would rather see you put money into a home. By the way, it's best to pay cash for that too, but as I'm quoting Dave Ramsey a lot, I love the guy, but the only debt that he allows is a mortgage, and it'd be a 15-year mortgage, not a 30, a 15-year mortgage that is not the monthly payment would not be more than 25% of your take-home pay. That's another guideline there. And you might be thinking to yourself, I listen to your podcast, Dave, because I want to be healthier. I want to be stronger, because of course, every time I come on it, I didn't do it today for a reason. But this is the show that helps you become stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Well, think about this. If you are financially responsible, you will be stronger. You'll be thinner because it's true. People that live lives that are stress-free are healthier. They choose to eat better. You'll be happier, stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier if you are financially responsible. I've got a good friend, Eric. I'm not going to mention his last name. He did not give me permission to mention his last name. But my good friend, Eric, is, I think he's in his 40s, probably early 40s. I love this guy. He messaged me all the time on Facebook telling me his financial situation. And let me tell you something. He is a smart young man. And it's almost like we're twin sons of different mothers. We're just like a generation apart. Everything he says to me is right. This guy is going to, there's no question in my mind, he's going to be a multimillionaire. There's no question, because Every time he writes to me, I say, Eric, you totally get it. He's investing. He's saving. He's spending much less money than he makes. He's eating right. He's moving his body. He could do this podcast. If I ever want to give this thing up, or if I ever need a substitute, that's a great idea. I'm going to have Eric do an episode for me. The guy is really smart. But he's no smarter than you or I. He knows the stuff and he chooses to do it. He chooses to live his life on purpose. You know this stuff. You know darn well that if you go into a car dealership and buy a car for $40,000 or $50,000 and decide to lease it or make payments, you know in your heart that it's not the right thing to do. You know in your heart you can't afford it, but some people just do it anyway. They like the flash. They like the flash. They like the appearance of that. I got a brand new $40,000, $50,000 car. People are going to think I'm wealthy. But guess what? What does it matter what other people think about you? Do people think that I'm poor because I'm driving around in a 12-year-old car with 112,000 miles on it? Well, they can think whatever they want. I don't care. I don't care. I have money that I can do whatever I want with, and it's a comfortable feeling. And I'm not saying this to brag or to say that I'm better than anybody. No, I've just been very, very responsible for a good part of my life, and it pays off, and it's never too late to do this. Whether you're 20 years old right now and listening to me, and by the way, if you are 20 and listening to me, I love you. Thank you so much. Wow, you're going to live a great life, I can tell. Or whether you're 70 years old and listening to me, it's never too late to start. I love the old expression, when's the best time to plant an oak tree? Well, the best time was probably 40 years ago, because you would see all this growth and it would just look like a big, beautiful tree. But the second best time is now. Because if not now, when? When? It's never too late to start doing the right thing, the responsible thing. It's never too late. I hope you do it, my friend. I want to share something with you before I leave you today. I've got some exciting stuff coming down the pike. I'm leaving in a few days. I'm traveling out to Park City, Utah. I love the place. I love Park City. I've not skied Park City in many years now, but the reason I'm doing it, I'm meeting a friend. I'm meeting Mike out there. We're going to ski for about 6 days, and the reason I'm planning this, it's coinciding with a trip. I'm going to be traveling a little further west. I'm going to Portland, Oregon. Oregon. And I'm going to be speaking there. It's going to be the following Friday. So when you're listening to this, when it comes out, not this Friday, but the following Friday, I'll be speaking in Portland, Oregon. Then I'll be coming home back to the East Coast. Yeah, my travels take me to cool places. And when I travel for business, to speak or whatever I'm doing, I try my best to coincide it with I just try to arrange a hippie road trip or skiing down a mountain a little bit or something like that. I try my best because it just works out. And life is not all about work, 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 work. Do fun stuff. But my work is fun also. We just had a group of people in town to mastermind with a few days ago, and it was just awesome. I love helping people. I love changing lives. I love motivating. I love inspiring. If you need me for anything, you know where to get me. I've always said on my show, if you know my name, David Maddow, M-A-D-O-W, if you know my name and you Google me, you can reach me. It's not a problem. My preferred method of communication these days, it just seems like most people are doing it like this, and it works really well for me. My preferred method of communication is Facebook Messenger. That's my preferred way. So I'm just David Maddow on Facebook. You can find me, D-A-V-I-D-M-A-D-O-W. I'm here to help you. You're not alone anymore. Trust me. I can help you. I'm getting ready for my trip. It's going to be in 4 days. I'm leaving to go out west. So let me run. And as you know, I promise you, I will be back next week. And yeah, that's a great idea. I'm going to see if I can get my buddy Eric to do a show. I'm going to see if that's a guest spot on my show. Let's see what he has to say. Let's see. I don't know if he'll do it. I'm not sure if he'll do it. But let's see. I'm Dr. Dave. Yeah, you know it. I love you.
thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show.
Please be sure to join us again next week.
And remember, you are no longer alone.